Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia, and this is Wednesday Word. Amen. Welcome each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining me for this installment of Wednesday Word. Today, our topic, amen, the subject that I'm taking is don't be too proud to stop and get directions. So many times we tease men because they don't like to look at a map or they don't like to stop and get directions and end up getting turned around and getting lost and going someplace they didn't intend to go because, and this is not just men, women do this too, to be fair. They just don't want to stop and get directions. I mean, so don't be too proud to stop and get directions. And then the scripture I'm coming from, we were looking at in Bible study tonight, we were studying from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. And I'm going to just read to you four verses, and that's going to be 5 through 8. And these are very familiar because we have recited them and we've read them in our churches and in our homes. And it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil, and it shall be health to thy navel and marrow, to thy bones. Trust the Lord. Amen. Trust in the Lord. Amen. Put your confidence in the Lord, and don't lean to your own understanding. We all of us, from time to time, we lean to our own understanding. And if only we had just, gone back to the Lord and asked him, and that goes to that scripture where it says, in all thy ways acknowledge him. If only we had acknowledged the Lord and come into his presence and asked him direction as to how we ought to build, where we should go, who we should marry, what we should do, which areas should we move in, where should we send our children to school, which areas do I need to come up in, what do I need to remove from my life so that I can get closer to you. If we acknowledge the Lord, amen, and don't be too proud to stop, glory to God, and get directions. Acknowledge him in all of our ways. Amen. He will direct our path. He will be our guiding light. He will show us how to avoid the pitfalls that we found ourselves in because we went in our own way. The scripture tells us, Be not wise in thine own eyes. Don't think that your intelligence is enough. We can only see so far. We can see as far as the road ahead of us, but there are pitfalls in the road that we cannot see. There are things afar off that we do not know, but the Lord can see those things, and he knows it. So don't be too proud to get directions. Acknowledge him. Amen, in all your ways. The Lord is ready and waiting and most willing. Amen. He made this directive himself. These are codes of wisdom and directives that will keep us safe in our lives if we would adhere to them. Amen. Scripture lets us know, amen, that they shall be health to our navel and marrow to our bones. So they will be refreshment and nourishment to our life and keep us safe from those things that we would have in our own intellect fallen into. I don't know about you, but I have certainly fallen into some of those pitfalls because I did not acknowledge the Lord and because I was too proud to get directions. Amen. But we live and we learn. Amen. And what we're learning is not to be too proud to get directions. Amen. We're learning that trusting in the Lord, amen, is everything. Having an intimate relationship with him. And that means in prayer and supplication and in our quiet time, amen. Sometimes we're not saying anything. We're listening to what the Lord has to say to us because this is a reciprocal relationship, amen. Not only are we speaking to the Lord, but he is speaking to us and giving us instructions and direction, and he does speak to us in different ways. He speaks to us through his word. He speaks to us through the prophets. He speaks to us through situations, and you might even hear a word on television, amen, that answers something that you just said to the Lord, and it'll
come forth so clearly. And you're like, oh, my God, Lord, I can't believe you spoke to me in this manner. But God can speak to us in any way that he wants to. Remember, he is our creator. He knows exactly how to communicate what he wants us to know. He is our creator. We didn't create ourselves. Amen. We don't have all knowledge. Scripture lets us know there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And that's what happens when we don't acknowledge God and fall upon our own intellect, thinking we are so smart and we know so much. We end up doing too much and going too far and end up in places we never wanted to be. Amen. And sometimes we can't even recover. Amen. But Scripture gives us remedy in that if we fear the Lord and depart from evil, fear the Lord and depart from evil, fear the Lord and depart from evil. Amen. Have that godly reverence of the Lord, recognizing, amen, he is the one that is all seeing and all knowing. Amen. He is the true and the living God, the almighty God, the ancient of days. He is the supplier of all of our need, our source. He is our Lord and our Savior. He's the one, amen, that knows the way. He is the way. The word lets us know. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. He is. He is the way. So if we allow him, trust him, and acknowledge him, and allow him to light the way, amen, and reverence him and honor him in all our ways, he will, amen, cause our life, amen, to be peaceable, cause our life to be healthy, amen. He will enable us to enjoy the fruits of our labor. Glory to God. Don't be too proud, amen. Don't be too proud to stop and get directions. God bless you. God keep you, and God anoint you in Jesus' name. Amen.